Part of that layered issue involves redlining. Redlining is illegal today, but in the 1930s and for the several decades that followed, it was a common discriminatory practice of disinvestment, with lenders being discouraged from issuing mortgages in certain neighborhoods. In Portland and many other cities, including Seattle, banks used a map to highlight what they considered the city's best areas in green and hazardous areas in red. Albina, with a large black population at the time, was formerly redlined, with the hazard being listed as racial. Back then, there were also restrictions on where communities of color could live because of covenants. Kyan Tolleton Davis works for a nonprofit called Albina Vision Trust. She said that covenants would say things like no Negro, no Mexicans, no Japanese could buy a home. Right now, Lower Albina is mostly concrete, and concrete definitely holds more heat, Tolleton Davis, who lives in Albina with her husband Cleo, said in the King 5 article. Between the 1950s and 60s is when the Oregon Department of Transportation began running highways, I-5 through the neighborhood, Cleo Davis said. Just ran a trench right through our neighborhood. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.